bro.
Back skating. I'm hopeful that somewhere on this trip he may get back in the lineup. We'd be cautious about that, but he was far better today than I thought he would be. So both he and Drew Stafford are guys that we'll bring on the trip that are possible. Ben Chiarot won't travel. He skated for the first time today, but won't make the trip because he won't get inside that window. Mark O'Donnell skated for the first time. He's still 2 weeks. Tyler's alternating days. We're hoping that when we get back, he'll get back on the ice. I can't tell you what it's going to look like, whether it's a practice or he's just out skating on his own, but that's what we're shooting for.
When you got on the ice today, did everybody look refreshed? Was there some...
We moved well today. I think they were ready to get back at it, got up and down the ice real quick, and have a good jump today.
One of your hottest players right now is Brian Little. Just talk about the impact and progression he's made after missing so many games.
The impact is huge for us in all parts of our game, from his face-off. Well, before I start that, Brian has gotten better, each year, and the play that he is now is better for it. And he's a real good pro. He keeps working out. He's just a quiet guy, right? We don't hear much about him around the league or his importance. But he's been so important to us. Power play, face-offs. And every time I put him with the two young players, their game settles right down. He has a great calming effect on them in terms of what they feel they need to try to get accomplished every time they touch the puck. Talks to him on the bench. He doesn't wear an A only because he's not an overly vocal guy. He's a real, real quiet guy. I know that's not a reason for him not to, but as far as leadership, you just tell me where you want me to play and I'll play. That's kind of his attitude. It's been huge for us since he came back.
Connor's game, the last one, and the fact you won it, can you give us a sense of which way you might be leaning in goals?
Yeah, Pav's playing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I liked his numbers. Pav's had really good numbers against St. Louis. And the San Jose game, he made good saves. The one he didn't, I didn't think he had much of a chance on with two back doors and power play or penalty shot, sorry. So I liked where his game's at. I also want Connor to keep working. I want him to get out of the extremes of his performance and get a real solid work days and then feel good about himself. And then he kind of mentally recharged the next time he gets back into the net. So Pav's going.
Yeah. Okay. Brian Little was saying that how easy it is for some reason, and he doesn't know why exactly, to get up for the Chicago's and the St. Louis's. Do you have a theory, and why can't you bottle that?
Oh, I don't know that we're ready to go 82-0.
No, I
know what you're saying. We'll go back, right? It wasn't always the case, right? There was a long stretch of time where we struggled. And then we ended up winning in Chicago on a lot of back-to-back nights. I think we kind of went in there with no pressure. Our goalie played great. They may have taken us, I'm talking about 2 years ago now. We can skate. We've gotten better as a hockey team, and we understand the game that we're going to play. I think at the end of the day, we're morphing from a... We know we can score some goals here when we play against the teams that we have a great amount of respect from because of how well they've played against us early on. We play really well defensively. We're focused with that. And then we start to leak at times against other teams where... We want to score goals every time we touch the puck, right? So there's some maturity that's coming into our game. I think the Central Division we understand. I think that we have a right mindset going into those games.
Which is timely, Paul, because you've got three coming up.
Big week.
And with 30 left, what have you seen in the last 2 weeks that gives you confidence that your club can get this done over the final 30?
This has been a really resilient group. And it would be almost to your question, which I fully understand, right? So the expectation is, and probably Patty scoring 20 goals that early, going, we should win them all. He should score three every night, and we should win them all. But the story so far this year has been resilience. With the stretch we've had, the schedule, the injuries have taken a major toll, but they stay in the fight. And I think there's a, well, I know there's a lot of that in our room. We've got really good leadership. I'd like to think we're getting healthy at some point. We've got a belief that our numbers and that are starting to trend up a little bit. And there's always been that belief. I mean, we feel that we're a good enough hockey team that we're certainly making a push every night to win.
The top six role that Kopp has right now, it's looking good on him. What do you like about the way he's playing now, and what did you see from him early on, even at the end of last year?
Well, go through like right from the start. There's something really unusual about him. He doesn't show up on any of your mistake video. You know, for a first year centerman to come in, whatever line that they play on, he just didn't make any mistakes. But with Andrew, that's fine, but that's not his career role, right? We think there's more there. And that was the idea of him starting in the American Hockey League. I don't think he's very happy about it. Probably looks back at it now and understands it, but touch the puck more, play with the puck a little bit more. What we didn't know, because we hadn't spent enough time together, was that he would take off on the wing. And getting shifted to the wing, he looks faster on the wing. He handles the puck, believe it or not, more. He's such a safe, conscientious player at center. Didn't do a whole lot with it. And he's not playing with two guys that want to do a whole lot with it either. Usually it's straight line hockey. Get it in. Gets out to the wing, gets into a check role with Lowry. And Adams, kind of whoever I've played Adam with, has generated a little more offense than a check and roll. So you got some confidence there. I would love for that. If you left the lines, the five guys together with Scheife and Wheeler and Little's line, if you left them, I'd love to be able to look at platooning that left wing spot a little bit and moving the guys around so that Perreault could play there as well. Stafford can play his offside and then keep Andrew Kopp's confidence. His job for as long as he wants it. Nobody stays in one spot. As long as he's producing and that line's playing the way they are, he can play there. He's a big, strong kid, handles the minutes well.